Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be with you once again this morning. And I know yesterday I kept you in suspense, but I want us to continue with what we're dealing with. You know, we're talking about the law of sin and death. You know, the law of sin and death. That which I would, I do not. That is the law of death. What I hate, that I do. That is the law of sin. Together, they are called the law of sin and death. You know, and they are sponsored by a body of death and a body of sin. Hallelujah. The law of death works by a body, the body of death. And the law of sin works by the body of sin. These are two bodies that are found in the scriptures. Are these spiritual bodies? Exactly, they are spiritual bodies that we have actually. It's part of sin. The body of sin is the residence of sin, where sin resides. The law of sin resides to do what it wants to do. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm making sense. If you go to Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Okay, let me read from verse 23 so that you get it some more. Romans chapter 7, from verse 23. It says, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Then it says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? That is the body of death. It's called the body of death. That is where the law of death resides. You see. And Paul saying, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? You see, hallelujah. Then there's a body of sin. If you read in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, Paul mentions, he says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So there was something called the body of sin, hallelujah, which is destroyed after you are born again, you see. But the body of sin is the residence of sin, and the body of death is the body of encumbrance. Let me give you an analogy. It's like trying to walk to a friend. Your friend is the law of God. We have three people. The first guy is the law of God. You are the human being, okay? And you are trying to walk to your friend, who is the law of God, carrying a 20-kilogram burden, cement with a weight of 200 kilograms. Meanwhile, you weigh 50 kilograms, and you're carrying a 200-kilogram or 250-kilogram weight of cement. And you are trying to walk over to your friend to see your friend who is actually the law of God. The 200 kilogram weight cement is the law of sin and the law of death, which is functioning by the body of sin and the body of death. Hallelujah. And your friend is the law of God. You have the law of the mind working in you. The law of the mind is working in you. You want to go to the law of God, which is your friend. But you are limited by the law of sin and death, which functions by the body of sin and the body of death. So even though you want to walk to your friend, you want to walk to the law of God, you can't go because of the weight that you're carrying. You can't, it's not possible. Hallelujah. That is the law of sin and death. So even though human beings want to do God's law, they find something working in their members that prevents them from doing what God wants them to do. Hallelujah. You see. But when you read on in Romans chapter 7, verse 25, let's read from verse 24. He says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then Paul mentions, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God through Jesus. That is a sign of deliverance or a sign of relief. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Then he goes on to chapter 8 verse 1, which is actually a continuation. You know, the Bible is not written in chapters and in verses. It's a continuation of chapter 7. Okay, he says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? If you're in Christ Jesus, he says that there's no condemnation for you. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Then verse 2 says, for the law of the spirit of life, hallelujah, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The day you became born again, the life of God was ministered to your spirit. And that life of God comes with a higher law, which is higher than the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death that prevents you from doing what God wants you to do. There's a higher law that has come now. It's called the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He says, it has made me free from the law of sin and death. Then verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, the law of God could not help you do what he was asking you to do. You see, he says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So Jesus came to condemn sin in the flesh. Then it says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. You see, so the life of God that has administered to you comes with the law, which is higher than the law of sin and death. All you need to do is to apply that law. How do you apply that law? I'm going to show you. You have to apply that law. You see, the lawgiver comes into you as a lawkeeper in the new birth. So you don't keep the law anymore. There's someone inside you who gave the law. God himself has come into your life now. He has brought his life into you. And he has come inside you to fulfill his law, which he gave. So he has annulled that 50 kilogram weight of cement. He has put it away. And he has come into you to help you fulfill his law. I mean, what can be more blessed than that? So what you need to do now is to apply the higher law, which is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, to overcome that law of sin and death, which is still working around, which is working in the world, not in you anymore, because the law of sin and death has been put away. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Oh, hallelujah. It has made me free. Say to yourself today, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I can obey God's law. I can do what God has called me to do. I can do all that the word of God says to do, because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is in me, because I have the life of God working in me now. Hallelujah. The lawgiver has now come into you to be the lawkeeper. Sin is not a problem anymore. Refuse to struggle with sin. I'll show you how to live that life and live according to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.